I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. In the news, follow-up from the racing at Vegas last weekend, Bubba Wallace was suspended for one race for the on-track retaliation that sent Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell to the garage on Sunday. Definitely an escalation of the penalties. I think officials are trying to send a message. Kyle Busch lost a wheel during the race. His crew chief and crew are suspended through the clash in February, even though he won't be racing for them. And in the Xfinity Series, Ty Gibbs had loose lugs. The team lost $5,000, and Jeremy Clemens, number 51, was found with modified body parts. NASCAR doesn't like that. The crew chief was suspended, and the team lost 40 owner and driver points. And for those who missed it over the weekend, Kurt Busch announced he'll be retiring from full-time racing. Tyler Reddick will take over the 45 car next year. All three series are back this weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway and at different points in the playoffs. Homestead has been on the schedule since 99. The original configuration was sort of like Indy. They changed it to a 1.5 mile with 18 to 20 degrees of variable banking. It used to host the finale weekend, and this is the first time they'll race during the playoffs since 2019. The trucks kick off a doubleheader on Saturday. This is the elimination race in the round of eight for the truck series. Ty Majeski is the only driver locked in, and Christian Eck, Stuart Friesen, John Hunter Nemechek, and Grant Enfinger are below the cut line. You can catch the Baptist Health 200 at noon Saturday on FS1. The Xfinity teams finished the doubleheader on Saturday. It's race number two in the round of eight for them. Josh Berry locked in last week. Justin Allgaier is 15 points ahead of Austin Hill at the cut line. AJ Allmendinger, Brandon Jones, and Sam May are 16 points or more behind. The Contender Boats 300 coverage begins at 4 p.m. on USA Network. The Cup teams are also running race number two in the round of eight on Sunday. Denny Hamlin has the most wins here with three. Kyle Busch has two, and Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex, Joey Logano, and defending champ of the race William Byron are also prior winners. Kevin Harvick has scored 12 top fives and 18 top tens. Joe Gibbs tops RFK 8-7, and Ford leads Toyota and Chevy 8-6. Martin Truex leads the driver ratings, followed by Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, and William Byron. And in the points, Logano is locked in. Chastain, Elliott, and Hamlin are above the cut. Byron, Briscoe, Blaney, and Bell are in the cup positions. Full coverage of the Dixie Vodka 400 goes green at 1:30 Sunday on NBC. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's your Fast Lane for Friday, October 21st, brought to you by Minkoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord. They're family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by J-Lube Services, four locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.